The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, May 2, 2023. The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, spoke here on Monday with nearly 300 friends of the island from the United States and accompanying the fight against the blockade. At the Palace of the Revolution, the participants spoke about their commitment to Cuba to fight with more force against the inhuman U.S. blockade, to add more young people to this battle, about socialism and the example that the island represents. During the dialogue, the American activist Manolo de los Santos said that the experience of these days in Cuba has been wonderful because they live the truth of the people in the midst of the difficult economic times they are going through, detailed the presidency of the Republic on Twitter. Our commitment upon returning, he said, will not only be to raise our voice, but to organize a different political project in the United States, and we will always be by Cuba's side. Since April 24, one of the largest delegations to visit the country in decades has been in the Caribbean nation with the aim of renewing the ties of solidarity between the people of Cuba and the United States, despite the aggressive foreign policy of the President, Joe Biden. Cuba's insurance superintendent, Noemi Benitez, is participating in Costa Rica this Tuesday in the 21st Conference on Insurance Regulations and Supervisions in Latin America, focused on analyzing this issue in the nations of the region. The Association of Insurance Supervisors of Latin America and the International Association of Insurance Supervisors are the sponsors of the event, which opened this Tuesday at the Marriott Hotel in Belén de Heredia, Benitez told Prensa Latina. Panels, roundtables, discussions, and keynote speeches on insurance issues for superintendents in Latin America are the focus of the sessions of this conference, which will end on Friday, May 5. The Cuban superintendent explained her country had made much progress regarding insurance, with a leading role in Cuba for agricultural insurance due to the country's geographical situation causing natural events that bring forth harmful consequences. 200 years after the Monroe Doctrine, more than 1,000 foreign delegates are participating in the ongoing international meeting of solidarity with Cuba and anti-imperialism at the Havana-based Conference Center. Foreign visitors and some 200 national delegates raised their voices to condemn the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade and for the removal of Cuba from Washington's unilateral list of nations allegedly sponsoring terrorism. During the last few days, friends who traveled to Cuba participated in the 13th International Scientific Workshop, May Day, in which contemporary debates on historiography, theory, and method for the study of labor and workers and social movements in the Americas were among its leading axes. Migration, labor force, labor policies, the history of the labor movement, and the historical and cultural heritage of workers and peasants were also issues of interest. Cuba will host, starting this May 2nd, the third cycle of peace talks between the government of Colombia and the National Liberation Army, ELN. The negotiations were interrupted for 4 years, but were resumed in November 2022 in Caracas, Venezuela, and later on in Mexico. According to the General Director of Latin America and the Caribbean for the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Eugenio Martinez, conditions are guaranteed in Havana for the development of the conversations. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez announced on April 25th the date on which the talks would take place and assured that Cuba would act with its traditional disposition and impartiality as guarantor and alternative venue. As of this Tuesday until May 13th, the National Crafts Fair Art for Mom opens its doors to the public as space with creative solutions ideal for Cuban mothers. With venue at the Cultural Station on Linea and 18th Streets in the capital's municipality of Vedado, this year the event is dedicated to the 45th anniversary of the Cuban Fund of Culture Assets, an institution that positions the works of more than 10,000 plastic art creators involved in domestic and foreign markets. According to the Cuban Fund of Culture Assets, the traditional fair includes proposals from various forms of non-state management within the wide range of manufactured products offered with authenticity, high aesthetic value, and proven quality. In addition to the 145 stands of national exhibitors, the international representation has brought 19 exhibitors from Colombia, Panama, Ecuador, South Africa, Mexico, Spain, India, and Peru. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.